four sisters growing up close, homeschooled in a trailer park that was converted to a farm in Colorado. They decide to form a band, and there is so much that could go so wrong there. But hey, it didn't.
I realized very recently that I'm working with three very reasonable people.
You're only just realizing that now.
Eva and Sarah Holbrook are 50% of the band Shell, and they've just released their second album. It's called Just Crazy Enough. Eva and Sarah say that from day one, it's been their dad who has brought music into their lives.
Our dad had a landscaping business, and then he was a singer-songwriter, so he'd work really hard during the day, and then when he'd practice at night, he'd invite us to come play like the woodblock or the shaker with him so that we'd get to spend a little bit of time together during that too. And mom schooled us at that time, and there was a lot of going out and building forts and gardening and, you know, playing with the baby goats and things like that.
And this sounds like not real, like too idyllic.
It was, yeah. I mean, granted, we lived in a double wide that like shook when the wind blew and the roof leaked, okay. But you don't notice those things when you're a kid.
It's yeah. So true.
Was there a lot of Metallica in your childhood?
No.
Really?
No.
And of course, I ask this because you guys have done what I think is a pretty amazing cover of Metallica's Enter Sandman, and it's on your new album. Before we hear your version, let's listen to Metallica's version. And now here's your version.
Exit light into night, take my hand, we're off to never, never land.
I think this is a stroke of genius because I love the original song, but your cover is so interesting. Whose idea was this?
That we have to credit to Dad.
Really?
Yep. Dad had been driving through Nebraska, and there was the only radio station that was coming in was a metal station, and that song came on, and so he called me, and he said, you know, I just heard this really cool song about going off to Never Neverland, and he told me about it because I'm a really big Peter Pan fan, huh. And he's like, it'd be really interesting if you and the girls, like, did a cover of it or something. And I was like, oh. So I went and Googled the lyrics, and I was like, oh, Metallica. And I listened to the song, and I was like, holy smokes, this is an incredible song.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Never mind that noise you heard. It's just the beasts under your bed, in your closet, in your head.
I'd never listened to the lyrics before, to be perfectly honest.
Right?
And so then I heard your version. I'm like, whoa, this is an interesting song on a completely different level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd never listened to the lyrics either. And I've heard that song before. And yeah, when Eva brought it to us and was like, guys, I think that we should do this. And she played us this work tape that she'd done. We were like, this is a Metallica song? This is amazing.
Another song off the new album is called Is the Doctor In Today? Let's listen to a little bit.
Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Well, I think I hear a voice calling out in all the noise. Is anybody there?
Eva, I understand you wrote this song?
I did.
Can you tell me about it? Where does it come from?
You know, it's strange. It's actually probably one of the most broadly written songs on the album, but it's also the most personal. And as those songs go, you know, it's sort of like there's this subconscious thing you don't want to look at, but it's still surfacing in your life, you know, in the moments that you take to actually be quiet. You know, whether you're on an airplane or on a train or you're alone in your room and things just surface. And I don't like to talk too much about what it's about because I've had so many people come up to me and tell me what it means to them. Mm. And I always feel like I'm going to spoil it if I tell them why I wrote it.
Maybe you hear me late at night. I've been searching all my life. Is there anybody there?
Does it mean that to you, Sarah? What do you project when your sister comes to you with this song that's so deeply personal to her?
Well, I think that we were, when she brought it to us, we were all in kind of a similar place. It had been just like a hard year of touring. Mm-hmm. But the song itself is such a beautiful song. I remember we just worked it up over the weekend. We had Monday and Tuesday to record it. Out of every song on the album, this song came together the quickest because I think it connected with all of us on an emotional level and on a musical level. And it's probably in like the easiest key. So,
yeah. Wrote this one?
We all wrote it together. Eva, again, had a concept for the song, and we were driving from Nashville to Fort Collins, and it's a 22-hour drive, like possibly 24 if you're, you know, taking your time. And we decided to do it in one day, and we stopped in the middle of Missouri to fill up our tank with gas, you know, and when I went in to pay for the gas, they had all this moonshine for sale at the counter.
Really?
Yeah, right? It came in a mason jar. It said moonshine. It was $15. It had all these cherries in it. I was like, huh. I can't not buy this. So I bought the bottle, and he was like, that's so crazy. And she like played us the song that she started, and so we started writing it in the van. Only drink thunder for moonshine here. Hotter than whiskey, easier to kill. Lord help me, I gotta get my.
Do you still make music with your dad?
Not so much.
No.
Yeah. You know, it's he stays home now and he works on the farm. And every now and then, you know, we're helping, like, we'll pull our instruments out around the fire. But in all honesty, when we go home, we're home for about 2 or 3 days at a time. And
we're usually napping.
We are. We, you know, we sleep. And it's wonderful because we still love spending time with our folks, and we all go out and cook together. And they're so excited about what's going on, and they want to hear, you know, what's new. And we've always got something new to play them or a new video to show them. And I love that.
Eva and Sarah Holbrook of the band Shell. Their new album is called Just Crazy Enough. They joined us from our studios at Culver City. Thanks, you two.
Thanks for having us.